You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Oh, and all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning too. All right, Friday, you know what it is. We're going to have us some fun. In a couple of minutes, we will close out and get our last few reactions to SEC Media Days. The final days were yesterday. Final day, I guess I should say, was yesterday. We'll let you hear a little bit from Lane Kiffin. We already know we got to play you that Paul Feinbaum sound. That man pulled the receipts on Paul Feinbaum. So we definitely have to play that for you. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. We'll get into some sound from Mark Stoops as well. And Lane Kiffin also talked about his Twitter reputation. So we'll talk about that all here coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll get to the Braves as well. They'll be back in action tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Spencer Schwellenbach going to be on the mound. Hopefully he can continue having some nice outings. He's had a couple of good outings in a row, and hopefully he can continue that trend tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Sonny Gray will be on the mound for the Cardinals, but we'll talk all about that in a couple of minutes here as well. In about 17 minutes from now, we've been reacting to certain lists that ESPN has been put out after surveying NFL executives, scouts, and coaches. They've been putting their rankings together, top 10 lists from quarterback to cornerback and all everything in between. Well, yesterday they did cornerbacks. They did the top 10 cornerbacks. Was A.J. Terrell on it? We'll find out in 17 minutes if he made the top 10. 540, you already know what time it is. Grillin' Dylan, we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. The phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929, and we'll talk about whatever you want. So that is the plan for this morning's show. So let's go ahead and get it kicked off. Let's talk some SEC Media Days here first and foremost. And again, going to let you hear from Mark Stoops, Lane Kiffin, even Sam Pittman. And actually, let's start with Sam Pittman because he is one of those coaches on the hot seat. He's probably on the hottest seat, definitely as an SEC coach and maybe just a college football coach all around. And, of course, he was asked yesterday about being on the hot seat, and he addressed being on the hot seat. And I think he had a really good answer. And it's pretty funny, too, because he also addressed the fact of how far and how quick you can fall from grace. So here is Arkansas head football coach Sam Pittman talking about being on the hot seat.
Well, I'm popular now, just the wrong way. Nah, I'm hot. What, 2 years ago, I was keynote speaker at AFCA and was one of the top six guys for the Coach of the Year award. Isn't it crazy? I want to be that guy and not this one that was out there last year. I think we can be. Listen, what's fair is fair. If you're going to get patted on the back, you're going to get punched in the gut. And to be honest with you, the only one that can really control the hot seat is me and what we do with our football team. It's never been about me, so I'm really not concerned about it. I'm concerned about the state, the players, and our staff, and we got a good football team.
What a great quote that was. First and foremost, how about this? You don't get patted on the back, you're going to get punched in the gut. Man, ain't that ever been true. But I think that's a perfect answer to being on the hot seat. Look, first and foremost, he mentions, man, it can happen quick. Life comes at you fast. Just 2 years ago, I was one of the top coaches, keynote speaker, and now I'm popular, but not in a good way. So life indeed does come at you fast sometimes, and that's in all walks of life, not just for Sam Pittman, but for you, me, and everybody. Life can come at you pretty quick. But him also saying that, look, at the end of the day, we just got to focus on the football team. It's not about me. It's about the team winning games. And at the end of that, he talked about how he feels good about the team winning games because he says they got a good football team. So I like that response from Sam Pittman, a little bit of humor in there, but made it serious and also pointed out the fact that, look, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, you're going to get pat on the back, but you're also going to get punched in the gut. I love that, man. I'm going to start using that. All right. Keeping on this same trend about Sam Pittman being in the hot seat, one of his receivers, one of his players, Andrew Armstrong, also talked about Sam Pittman being in the hot seat. He was asked about it, and he answered the question. I think he had a really good response about it, too. And, I mean, this is honestly, in my opinion, the perfect player response to a coach being in the hot seat. And, you know, when a player is asked about a coach being in the hot seat, I mean, I don't think you can have an answer that's quite better than this. So listen to what Andrew Armstrong, the Arkansas wide receiver, said about his head coach being in the hot seat.
We don't even focus on that as much. Like I said, at the end of the day, this is Arkansas Razorback football. We're trying to go win for not only ourselves, for the state, for the fans. I know they waiting for, you know, a great season to happen right now, and we're not even too much focused on a hot seat thing, because if the team is focused on winning, there is no hot seat for him. I feel like the team just, we go out there and win, and those talks won't happen.
Period. Period. The team wins. They win football games. Guess what? That hot seat gets real cool, real quick. So you can't be focused on that as a coach, as Sam Pittman said, and as a player, just like Andrew Armstrong said. You can't be focused on that as a coach. Or you can't be focused on the coach, like Sam Pittman said, and you can't be focused on that as a player, as Andrew Armstrong said. So you just got to go out there and win. You got to go out there, focus on the game, focus on winning football games. You do that, everything will work itself out. Winning cures all ailments. Simple as that. So good responses there about being on the hot seat from Sam Pittman and from one of his players, Andrew Armstrong, Arkansas wide receiver. So like to hear that from both of them. All right, let's move on here and give you some more SEC Media Days highlights. The biggest highlight probably coming out of yesterday was Lane Kiffin. He's good for one, isn't he? He's good for a highlight. He's good for a sound clip. He's good for a headline. And he definitely made one yesterday. So he was on the Paul Feinbaum show, and he called out Paul Feinbaum. He kept the receipts on Paul Feinbaum. I don't know why I can't say his name this morning. But, man, he went into telling a story, and in that story was plenty of receipts. And Paul Feinbaum, he couldn't even say nothing back. He just got roasted on his own show. Take a listen.
It is a true story that the athletic director and the president were on that trip. We were playing that night, and you were on College Game Day, and you had to make your big splash, and they were watching it, because I know the other person in the room that was watching it with them, and you said, what a joke I was, and I'm the Miley Cyrus of college football coaching, and I should be fired, and they looked at each other, and later that night, I was fired. But hey, look what happened. I would have never gotten to work for Coach Saban. All these other things wouldn't happen, so I appreciate you for helping getting me fired.
Look at what you're doing today. You're predicted to go to the playoffs, and look at Miley Cyrus. She's had a nice comeback,
too. So you're wrong on that. I mean, you're like putting me down with that. Really, I don't really know what you're good at. Like, you predicted that Coach Saban was done. That didn't happen. You basically said Miley Cyrus stinks, and she's still going.
Yeah.
That is hilarious, man. It was like, and it started off like not awkward because it was like, yeah, you know, I appreciate you. You know, you helped me get me fired. And Lane Kiffin was taking a bright side approach to it. He was taking a silver lining approach to it. He was like, yeah, you know, you were on TV doing your thing, talking all this rah-rah, and you helped me get fired because the people above me, my bosses, were watching, and after they heard your rant about me, telling me I stunk and I was the Miley Cyrus of college football, they were like, yeah, you know what? We're going to – Paul Feinbaum makes a point. We're gonna X this guy out. So he says, you know what? If that opportunity and if that moment didn't happen, then I wouldn't have had the opportunity to be with Nick Saban and coach with Nick Saban and learn from him and be where I'm at today. So he's like, you know what? I appreciate you helping me get fired. And then Paul Feinbaum tries to add on to it. And this where Paul I know he was trying to be funny and play off of him, but this is where he set himself up here. He was like, yeah, look at where you're at now. And look at where Miley Cyrus is at now. And then Lane Kiffin just went in. He was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Miley Cyrus out here still making hits. Just dropped a nice album not too long ago. You know what? What do you do? What do you do right? You were wrong about me. You were wrong about Miley Cyrus. He's out here spewing nonsense, getting people fired for no reason. So, and then after that, Paul Feinbaum couldn't say nothing, and it was kind of an awkward silence after that. It was pretty hilarious. But you know what? I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. Coaches, they need to be able to take their shots too. Because trust me, more than most people on this planet, coaches take a whole lot of shots. And they take a whole lot of shots at times that they can't even defend themselves. Media, pundits, talking heads, everybody. I mean, we've done it. I've done it. I've taken shots at Arthur Smith. Not like personal shots, though. But, you know, I've had my critiques about Arthur Smith, which is fair. But, you know, he's not here to defend himself or say anything about it. Now, he could be if he wanted to. Not anymore because he's not here anymore. But you get what I'm saying. But for Lane Kiffin, it's like, you know, I don't know if you should be calling for the man's job. And that's what Paul Feinbaum did. And Lane Kiffin, he came back and he pulled some receipts and he said, yeah, what's up now? Guess what? You were wrong about me and Miley. So apologize to me and Miley, you heard? So I just thought that was absolutely hilarious. And I love the fact that Lane Kiffin was able to pull some receipts on Paul Feinbaum. So that was funny to hear, and that was good to hear. I do want to let you hear one more from Lane Kiffin, then we'll talk about the Braves to a hot second. Lane Kiffin, he was also, during SEC Media Days, talking about his Twitter reputation. And Lane Kiffin is, he's funny, but he's also pretty, like, knowledgeable, too, because if you listen to what he's saying, I mean, he's not necessarily wrong. He's just a free spirit. That's how I put it. Lane Kiffin showed how much of a free spirit he was in this quote. Take a listen to Lane Kiffin talking about his Twitter reputation.
I think that's just me being me, and I kind of always thought, not that I'm right, because most people don't do this, that Twitter, you just be yourself. Like, you know, I don't do much coach speak, but I certainly don't on Twitter. And so, like, I was always like, it'd be kind of cool to just be a normal fan and be able to say this and retweet this if you see it, not really overthink, well, if I retweet this, you're going to think this, and you're going to think this, and you're going to think this, and then, well, my donor's going to think this, well, then that future AD is going to think that, which is a lot of the way coaches think, and I just don't do that.
Lane Kiffin, man, like, bump all that overthinking. I'm just going to be me, and I'm just going to speak my mind on Twitter. And a lot of people do that. I mean, KD did have the burner account. He wanted to speak his mind on Twitter. He didn't use his own account to do it, but he did it. So I just love the fact of how much of a free spirit Lane Kiffin is, and, you know, just how much he is open and honest about really everything. So not afraid to pull receipts on Paul Feinbaum, and he's not afraid to let you know how he feels about being himself on Twitter. So I just love to hear from Lane Kiffin. Real quick, as I told you, Braves back in action tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. They're at home. I'm actually going to the game tonight. Shout out to the station, scoring your boy some ticks. And Day-Day, did you put up you were going to the game too? Uh-oh, you going to the game too tonight? My guy, we going to have to link up, brother. Yeah. I ain't even know you was going.
Yeah. I got my tickets yesterday. So I was telling Bo last night because I saw Bo Morgan, or Bo Johnson, last night down at Steak and Sandy's event at Solomon Brothers. And
yeah, Christmas in July, yeah.
Yeah, and told him that, yeah, be at the stadium. I told him my family's supposed to be going out of town, but I don't know with this outage. We'll see if they'll make it out. But I was like, yeah, I'll probably be there by myself.
if you're going by yourself, look, we really about to make something shake because I got a pair of tickets, but Simone, she's having to go to Lake Point today.
Right.
And so she's not sure if, because she's going to get back around like 5-ish. So she's not sure about whether or not she's going to feel like going.
Well,
so I might be going by myself too. So we might just have to,
let's do it together, bro.
Do
it. Yeah, we can do it. But she's got a pass. She might as well just go straight to the stadium if she's coming from Lake Point.
You know what? I might just tell her, just meet me there. Don't come back.
And I'll still link up with y'all. Have a drink at least with you.
Exactly. We'll link up regardless. So, me and Daddy we on the move. We outside this evening. So come say what's up to us if you're at the game. All right. But they'll be back on the mound. Spencer Schwellenbach taking on Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray been pretty good this season. 9-6, 3.34 ERA, 1.05 WHIP, 99 2/3 innings pitch. Spencer Schwellenbach, he's been looking good over the past few outings. He's got that ERA all the way down to 4.43. Hopefully he can lower it even more tonight and get his fourth win of his young career. He's 3-4 in the year right now. Like I told you, 4.43 ERA, 1.16 WHIP, and 44 2/3 innings pitch. Let's get started off right, Braves. Let's get started off right. You got a 6-game homestand to start the second half of the year. 3 against the Cardinals, 3 against the Reds. Let's at least take 2 out of 3 in both, baby. That's all I want. And I want to see that offense stay hot. 4 or 5 runs a game. 4 or 5 runs a game. That's all I want, y'all. So, myself and Data will be live at Truist Park tonight, taking in some good Braves baseball, hopefully, and watch the Braves get a dub, Ski. All right. On the other side, 5 minutes from now, here on the Hometown Take, AJ Terrell, was he ranked among the top 10 cornerbacks ranked by NFL executives, scouts, and coaches? We'll find out next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We're about 17 minutes away from talking about whatever you like. Yeah. On Grillin' Dylan, 404-726-0929 is the number to get in the game. We can talk about the Braves being back in action tonight. If you got any takeaways that you want to make sure you tell me about on SEC Media Days, when it comes to SEC Media Days, you can call me up. We can talk about that as well. Music, movies, life, sports, we can talk about whatever you want. We'll do that here in about now 16 minutes on Grillin' Dylan. We can also talk about AJ Terrell, because like we've been talking about a few other lists here, Jeremy Fowler getting together with NFL scouts, coaches, executives on who are the top 10 cornerbacks in the league. And like I said, they've been doing other lists as well. They've done everywhere from quarterback to now cornerback and all the other positions in between. But yesterday, they put out the top 10 cornerback list, again, ranked by NFL executives, scouts, and coaches. And I want to give you who those top 10 corners are. Is AJ Terrell in the top 10? Let's find out. Coming in at number one, we're going to start from one, go to 10. Number one, Patrick Surtain II, Denver Broncos cornerback. His highest ranking obviously was one. His lowest ranking was 10. And last year, he was also at number one. At number two, Denzel Ward. He got some first place votes as well. His lowest ranking was 10 as well. Last year, he was 9. So he jumped up 7 spots, went from 9 to 2. So Denzel Ward, the Cleveland Browns corner, is at number 2. At number 3, Sauce Gardner, New York Jets cornerback. He got some first place votes as well. Lowest ranking was unranked, by the way. Last year's ranking, he was number 2. Number 4, Tennessee Titans cornerback Legarius Sneed. Of course, he was with the Kansas City Chiefs last year. This is going to be his first season with the Titans. His highest ranking was number 1 as well. Lowest ranking was 10. Last year, he was an honorable mention. At number 5, Jalen Ramsey, the Dolphins CB. His highest ranking was number 2. Lowest ranking was unranked. Last year, he was number 3. Number 6, Trent McDuffie of the Kansas City Chiefs. His highest ranking was 3rd. Lowest ranking was unranked. And last year, he was unranked. Number 7, Jaire Alexander of the Green Bay Packers. His highest ranking was 4. Lowest ranking was unranked. Last year, he was at number 4. Number 8, Jalen Johnson of the Chicago Bears. The Bears. His highest ranking was 8. Lowest ranking was unranked. Last year, he was unranked in these rankings. Number 9, Devin Witherspoon of the Seahawks. His highest ranking was 4. Lowest ranking was unranked. And last year, obviously, he had no ranking. Last year was his rookie season. At number 10, Derek Stingley Jr. of the Houston Texans. His highest ranking was actually number 2. He got some second place votes. His lowest ranking was unranked. And last year, he was unranked. Honorable mentions. So, AJ Terrell, not in the top 10. Here we go with the honorable mentions. Did he make these? Marlon Humphrey of the Baltimore Ravens, honorable mention. Trayvon Diggs, Dallas Cowboys. AJ Terrell, an honorable mention when it comes to the top cornerbacks in the NFL. And here's what an NFL personnel evaluator had to say. I love the player, the size, and the coverage ability, but where's the ball production? That's what an NFL personnel evaluator had to say about AJ Terrell. In over 4 seasons with the Falcons, Terrell has 36 pass breakups, only 4 interceptions in 4 seasons. And I think that's where, again, it seems to be the biggest knock. You heard the NFL personnel evaluator. Love the player, the size, the coverage ability, but there's no ball production. There's not enough interceptions, not enough takeaways. And I think that's the next big step for AJ Terrell. That is what honestly is going to separate him from being in the honorable mentions and taking that step up to being a top 10 cornerback in the league. So you know what? I can't be mad at AJ Terrell not being in the top 10. I think he is in his right spot. I think he deserves to be an honorable mention, but to be honest, I'm not sure he's a top 10 cornerback. Now, I will say this. That doesn't mean the Atlanta Falcons don't need to not pay AJ Terrell, because I don't know if there's any other corners that will be available to go get that are better than A.J. Terrell. Now, if there's somebody out there who the Falcons are willing to go get that'll be available that's better than A.J. Terrell, one of those top 10 corners, then okay, go get him. So if you're willing to tell me they're going to go get a Derek Stingley Jr., which not going to be available, Devon Witherspoon, not going to be available, Jalen Johnson, not going to be available, Jair Alexander, probably not going to be available. And if you're also willing to tell me that Jair Alexander is going to be available, and like I said, probably not. Trent McDuffie, probably not. Jalen Ramsey, probably not. But Jerry Sneed, he just went to Tennessee. And also Denzel Ward, Sauce Gardner, he's not going to be available. Denzel Ward not going anywhere. Pat Surtain, he's obviously not going anywhere. So none of those top 10 corners are probably going to be available. So guess what? You need to pay A.J. Terrell because he's next up on the list. So just because I agree that A.J. Terrell is not a top 10 corner, which I don't think he is, at least right now, again, because I need to see more interceptions, I need to see more takeaways, doesn't mean the Falcons don't need to pay him. I still want the Falcons to pay him because he is still the best thing you could go get right now and that you could have right now. So still sign A.J. Terrell, Atlanta Falcons, Terry, everybody. Make sure you still sign A.J. But I do agree that he's not a top 10 corner. I need more interceptions. I need more, as the NFL personnel evaluator said, I need more ball production. So, look, I think it's a fair list. To round out the honorable mentions, by the way, as I told you, honorable mentions, Marlon Humphrey, Trevon Diggs, A.J. Terrell, Treverius Ward of the 49ers, Christian Gonzalez of the Patriots, Marshawn Lattimore of the Saints round out the honorable mentions. Also receiving votes were Deron Bland, Tariq Woolen, J.C. Horn, D.J. Reed, Darius Slay, Jack Jones, Joey Porter Jr., and Martin Emerson Jr. So, again, A.J. Terrell, really, really good corner. Honestly, he's still a shutdown corner, but the interceptions just aren't there. And part of that is because he hasn't had that guy. And we've been talking about this all offseason. If the Falcons are going to go get that guy to be opposite A.J. Terrell, you know, a really proven guy, maybe a veteran guy. A lot of people have pointed to trying to go get Stephon Gilmore, who's still a free agent to this day. So maybe they go get a Stephon Gilmore. With the Stephon Gilmore on the opposite side, maybe the quarterback will throw A.J. Terrell's way more. And if they throw to A.J. more, then A.J. Howe will have more opportunities to get more interceptions. But part of it is quarterbacks aren't throwing his way because he is the lockdown corner. He is the shutdown corner. And he has been the best corner, obviously, on the field for the Falcons. And that second guy hasn't been all that great to the point where it's like, nah, I'm just going to pick on this guy or that guy all day. And I'm not going to throw A.J. Terrell's way because there's no reason to. So, and look, I'm not saying A.J. Terrell has given up zero catches for 0 yards all season long. Obviously, he's given up something, but he's not giving up that much. And the other guys on the outside playing defensive back have gotten picked on more than A.J. Terrell has. So, again, that is part of it. Part of it is, you know, he's dropped some interceptions as well. And part of it is he's missed some opportunities. So, look, I really like A.J. Terrell. I think the Falcons should re-sign him, but I don't think he's a top 10 corner. And that's just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I do think it's a good list. I do think it's a fair list. And I do think all the guys that I wrote read off in the top 10, I think they deserve to be in the top 10. And A.J. deserves to be an honorable mention. So you can let me know what you think. You can either call me up right now, 404-726-0929, or you can tweet at me or DM me on Instagram if you want to, @_DylanMatthews on all social media platforms. So one more time, just to give you the top 10, number one was Pastor Tane, the second. Number two, Denzel Ward. Number three, Sauce Gardner. Number four, Lejarius Sneed. Number five, Jalen Ramsey. Number six, Trent McDuffie. Number seven, Jair Alexander. Number eight, Jalen Johnson. Number nine, Devon Witherspoon. Number 10, Derek Stingley Jr., Marlon Humphrey, Trevon Diggs, A.J. Terrell, Treverius Ward, Christian Gonzalez, and Marshawn Lattimore, all honorable mentions. So that is the top 10 list, along with some honorable mentions as far as top 10 cornerbacks ranked by NFL scouts, executives, and coaches. Real quick, before we head to a break here, do want to quickly mention that Atlanta United is in action tomorrow. Going to be taking on the Columbus Crew. And Columbus has kind of had their way with Atlanta United the past couple of times they played. They won 2 out of 3, scoring a combined 9 goals. And Columbus all time against Atlanta United, I believe, is 10-7-3. 10 wins, 7 losses, 3 draws. So they're going to have their work cut out for them. And Columbus, by the way, too, they're also on a 6-game unbeaten streak. And before their last match, they actually had a draw. Before that, they had won 5 matches in a row. So Atlanta United's going to have their work cut out for them. They look good, though, against NYCFC. Kind of blew it at the end. Kind of just gave away a bad breakaway goal, and then it was a soft penalty called on them. That was unfortunate, and just missed getting the go-ahead goal in the 88th minute by Jamal Tiede. So they have been playing better. So I do feel confident about them possibly taking down Columbus Crew at home, too. They'll be in the friendly confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So we'll see. But they are going to have a tough task ahead of them. All right. When we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, you know what time it is. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, 404-726-0929. You have thoughts on A.J. Terrell not being ranked a top 10 cornerback according to NFL executive scouts and coaches. Do you think A.J. Terrell is a top 10 corner? How do you feel about the Braves being back in action tonight? Anything you want to get off your chest about SEC Media Days? Music, movies, life, sports, whatever you want to talk about. Let's do it next on Grillin' Dylan here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. I'm out of breath. I was just running back and forth. Wasn't sure how much time I had. I was trying to hustle back real quick, so forgive me for my heavy breathing. But anywho, shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber Lyft drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. 404-726-0929 is the number. Just a few moments away from Grillin' Dylan. But go ahead, call me up right now. We can talk about whatever you want. 404-726-0929. A.J. Terrell not ranked in the top 10 among NFL cornerbacks. Those rankings done by NFL execs, scouts, and coaches after Jeremy Fowler of ESPN surveyed them. So we can talk about that. Braves are back in action tonight. You want to talk about that? We can. Final days of SEC Media Days was yesterday. We can talk about that if you want. Or music, movies, life, sports. Don't matter. 404-726-0929. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a minute. But I do want to touch on a couple of things real quick. Number one, how about Russell Westbrook getting traded to the Utah Jazz on a sign-and trade? The Jazz are ultimately going to work on a buyout with the Nuggets that's going to have Chris Dunn come to L.A. and Russell Westbrook be able to go to wherever he wants. And he's ultimately going to send – he's ultimately going to sign, excuse me, with the Nuggets. So the Clippers, by the way, are sending draft rights to Balsa Koprivica, the 57th pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the right to swap 2030 second-round picks with Utah, and $4.3 million in the Westbrook Chris Dunn signing trade. That's what Adrian Wojnarowski reported, as his sources told him that. Look, at the end of the day, Chris Dunn is going to the Clippers and Russell Westbrook is going to the Nuggets. That's all you really need to know. And I think it's a really, really solid move for the Denver Nuggets. Look, they lost their backup point guard, Reggie Jackson. He's not really a replacement for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He's not a 3-and-D guy like that, because Russell Westbrook ain't shooting threes like KCP shooting threes, okay? He's more of a replacement for Reggie Jackson. I think he's a solid replacement for Reggie Jackson. If you let Russell do his thing and you put him, you get if the Nuggets get him in the right mix with the right bench players, I think Russell Westbrook can still be very effective in a backup point guard role. I think he can still be a good pickup for the Nuggets. And look, it's definitely a good chance for Russ to get himself a ring. Obviously, he had one chance back in the day against the Miami Heat, LeBron and the Heat. And now maybe he have a chance to get back to the finals and maybe even get a ring before Russ calls it quits. So happy for Russ to get to Denver, a good, well-run organization, a obviously well-coached team in Mike Malone. So I am very, very happy for Russell Westbrook, and I hope he does great in Denver, honestly, because look, Russell Westbrook is one of the ultimate competitors, not just in the NBA, but in sports. He hustles his tail off, crashes the glass, plays 1,000 miles per hour, gives you everything he's got while he's on that court. And I just think he plays the game the right way. And he's fun to watch, too, still. So I'm happy for Russell Westbrook. I hope he does well in Denver. He's just, to me, he's one of those guys that you can't root against. I know that time in L.A. where he was shooting bad and, you know, air balls, and he had that low light reel out there floating around on social media. I know all that was good and fun, but at the end of the day, I still like to root for Russell Westbrook. So I'm happy for him. And the Clippers now, whew, Clippers look like they unloading a little bit, to be honest. No more Paul George. No more Russell Westbrook. We'll see what happens with Kawhi Leonard. James Harden is still there. Yeah, Kawhi and James are still there, but PG is gone. So we'll see what they do to kind of maybe retool a little bit, but not sure about the Clippers now anymore. But anywho, we'll see. I like the move. I like the move for the Nuggets. They get some pop off the bench. He can be a go-to scorer. You can still put the ball in the basket. Still got some athleticism to him. Still got some bounce to him. So I think it's a solid move for the Nuggets. And I think it's a good landing spot for Russell Westbrook as well, because he cares about winning. That team cares about winning. And I think it'll be a really good fit at the end of the day. All right, last thing I want to touch to before we get to Grill and Dylan. By the way, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929, if you want to get in the game. The Open is going on right now. Tiger. I got Tiger. Not doing so well. I think last time I checked, he was 10 over. So, yikes. Anywho, Shane Lowry, still at the top at 6 under. He's actually now tied with Daniel Brown for the lead, both of them at 6 under. Justin Thomas, he's in third, technically second, at 3 under. And there's an 8-way tie, maybe a 7-way tie for fourth at 2 under, a bunch of people at 2 under. So, everybody's still trying to separate themselves a little bit, but Shane Lowry and Daniel Brown so far have been the two to separate themselves. They're at 6 under again. Justin Thomas next up at 3 under. So we'll keep you up to date on that as well. All right, let's go ahead and do something we do every Friday. We call it Grill and Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grill and Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. If you got a call, make it quick, because we don't have a lot of time left. 404-726-0929. I will say this, though. I was pleasantly surprised, because, look, I was still looking forward to going to the Braves game tonight. But when Simone told me, she was like, I may or may not feel like going. I was like, okay, you know, it'll be fine. I'll go by myself, or I'll maybe see if a friend wants to go late. But then my guy Day Day gave me a pleasant surprise, said he was pulling up. So it's all good. I know either way, I'm going to have some fun, and we're going to have a good old time. So looking forward to that. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll wrap things up on a great week of the program, and we will see what the morning shift has in store. A lot of fun on a Friday edition of the morning shift. Tiffany is off to the Olympics, and we missed Tiff already, but guess what? We got some amazing people coming in for Tiff while she is gone. And we're starting off with the bang. Kelly Price, that's right, the Kelly Price of Fox 5 Atlanta, joining Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson here on a Friday today. We'll catch up with them, see what they got coming up next on the morning shift. We'll wrap it up here on the Hometown Take next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. I'm out of breath. I was just running back and forth. Wasn't sure how much time I had. I was trying to hustle back real quick, so forgive me for my heavy breathing. But anywho, shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber Lyft drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. 404-726-0929 is the number. Just a few moments away from grilling Dylan. But go ahead, call me up right now. We can talk about whatever you want. 404-726-0929. AJ Terrell not ranked in the top 10 among NFL cornerbacks. Those rankings done by NFL execs, scouts, and coaches after Jeremy Fowler of ESPN surveyed them. So we can talk about that. Braves are back in action tonight. You want to talk about that? We can. Final days of SEC Media Days was yesterday. We can talk about that if you want. Or music, movies, life, sports. Don't matter. 404-726-0929. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a minute. But I do want to touch on a couple of things real quick. Number one, how about Russell Westbrook getting traded to the Utah Jazz on a sign-and trade? The Jazz are ultimately going to work on a buyout with the Nuggets that's going to have Chris Dunn come to L.A. and Russell Westbrook be able to go to wherever he wants, and he's ultimately going to sign with the Nuggets. So the Clippers, by the way, are sending draft rights to Balsa Koprivica, the 57th pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the right to swap 2030 second-round picks with Utah, and $4.3 million in the Westbrook Chris Dunn sign and trade. That's what Adrian Wojnarowski reported, as his sources told him that. Look, at the end of the day, Chris Dunn is going to the Clippers and Russell Westbrook is going to the Nuggets. That's all you really need to know. And I think it's a really, really solid move for the Denver Nuggets. Look, they lost their backup point guard, Reggie Jackson. He's not really a replacement for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He's not a 3-and-D guy like that, because Russell Westbrook ain't shooting threes like KCP shooting threes, okay? He's more of a replacement for Reggie Jackson. I think he's a solid replacement for Reggie Jackson. If you let Russell do his thing and if the Nuggets get him in the right mix with the right bench players, I think Russell Westbrook can still be very effective in a backup point guard role. I think he can still be a good pickup for the Nuggets. And look, it's definitely a good chance for Russ to get himself a ring. Obviously, he had one chance back in the day against the Miami Heat, LeBron and the Heat. And now maybe he'll have a chance to get back to the finals and maybe even get a ring before Russ calls it quits. So happy for Russ to get to Denver, a good, well-run organization, obviously well-coached team in Mike Malone. So I am very, very happy for Russell Westbrook, and I hope he does great in Denver, honestly, because look, Russell Westbrook is one of the ultimate competitors, not just in the NBA, but in sports. He hustles his tail off, crashes the glass, plays 1,000 miles per hour, gives you everything he's got while he's on that court. And I just think he plays the game the right way. And he's fun to watch, too, still. So I'm happy for Russell Westbrook. I hope he does well in Denver. He's just, to me, he's one of those guys that you can't root against. I know that time in L.A. where he was shooting bad and, you know, air balls, and he had that low light reel out there floating around on social media. I know all that was good and fun, but at the end of the day, I still like to root for Russell Westbrook. So I'm happy for him. And the Clippers now, Clippers look like they're unloading a little bit, to be honest. No more Paul George. No more Russell Westbrook. We'll see what happens with Kawhi Leonard. James Harden is still there. Yeah, so Kawhi and James are still there, but PG is gone. So we'll see what they do to kind of maybe retool a little bit, but not sure about the Clippers now anymore. But anywho, we'll see. I like the move. I like the move for the Nuggets. They get some pop off the bench. He can be a go-to scorer. He can still put the ball in the basket. Still got some athleticism to him. Still got some bounce to him. So I think it's a solid move for the Nuggets. And I think it's a good landing spot for Russell Westbrook as well, because he cares about winning. That team cares about winning. And I think it'll be a really good fit at the end of the day. All right. Last thing I want to touch to before we get to Grill and Dill. And by the way, phone lines are open 404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game. The Open is going on right now. Tiger. I got Tiger. Not doing so well. I think last time I checked, he was 10 over. So, yikes. Anywho, Shane Lowry, still at the top at 6 under. He's actually now tied with Daniel Brown for the lead, both of them at 6 under. Justin Thomas, he's in third, technically second, at 3 under. And there's an 8-way tie, maybe a 7-way tie for fourth at 2 under, a bunch of people at 2 under. So everybody's still trying to separate themselves a little bit, but Shane Lowry and Daniel Brown so far have been the two to separate themselves. They're at 6 under again. Justin Thomas next up at 3 under. So we'll keep you up to date on that as well. Well, all right, let's go ahead and do something we do every Friday. We call it Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. If you got a call, make it quick, because we don't have a lot of time left. 404-726-0929. I will say this, though. I was pleasantly surprised because, look, I was still looking forward to going to the Braves game tonight. But when Simone told me, she was like, I may or may not feel like going. I was like, okay, you know, it'll be fine. I'll go by myself, or I'll maybe see if a friend wants to go late. But then my guy Day-Day gave me a pleasant surprise, said he was pulling up. So it's all good. I know either way, I'm going to have some fun, and we're going to have a good old time. So looking forward to that. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up on a great week of the program, and we will see what the morning shift has in store. A lot of fun on a Friday edition of the morning shift. Tiffany is off to the Olympics, and we missed Tiff already. But guess what? We got some amazing people coming in for Tiff while she is gone. And we're starting off with the bang. Kelly Price. That's right. The Kelly Price of Fox 5 Atlanta joining Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson here on a Friday today. We'll catch up with them, see what they got coming up next on the morning shift. We'll wrap it up here on the Hometown Take next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.